With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Milton strengthens into a Category 5 hurricane as Florida prepares for massive evacuations.
Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents to evacuate, saying you hide from wind, you run from water, but not storm surge.
If you stay in there and you got 10 feet, you're really, really taking a risk with your life and your safety.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says that storm surge could actually be as high as 12 feet.
And that's storm surge that can flood cars, homes, roadways, escape routes.
Evacuation orders in effect for numerous areas, says State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guff.
Drowning deaths due to storm surge are 100% preventable if you leave.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Congress and local law enforcement prepare for protest on the first anniversary of the October 7th attacks in Israel. More from Bernie Bennett.
October 7th marks 1 year since the Hamas attack on Israel, which killed over 1,200 people and led to the subsequent war in Gaza. The anniversary is prompting vigils and protests around the D.C. region Monday. D.C. police are working with other law enforcement agencies to monitor the events. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said in a statement, quote, "Today, 1 year later, we remember the over 1,200 innocent lives lost during the horrific October 7th terrorist attack perpetrated by Hamas on Israeli civilians, the largest murder of Jewish people since the Holocaust." Scalise continued, "The United States stands with Israel today and every day, and will continue to fight to ensure a day like October 7th, 2023, never happens again." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Stocks have moved sharply lower on Wall Street as pressure rises from the bond market, where Treasury yields hit their highest levels since the summer. The Dow dropping 421 points, the NASDAQ Composite 225 in the red. This is SRN News. The nonprofit Christian Legal Association First Liberty Institute recently launched a new program to engage 20 to 4-year-olds in the battle to protect religious rights throughout America. It's called F3, derived from the future of faith and freedom. F3 spokesman Nathan Shackelford says the F3 mission is attracting many more people than his organization originally anticipated.
We started back in April, and we already now have ambassadors from New York all the way over to San Diego and LA, picking up really fast. Because I think people really want to understand what their rights, especially parents that have kids in public school, and they're worried about their kid being forced to read a book like one called My Shadow is Pink, about a boy that feels like a girl on the inside.
Nathan Shackelford adds that beyond just classroom issues, there's also an urgent need to protect religious freedoms in workplaces all over the nation. More information can be found at the website firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. Another top aide to New York City's mayor resigns amid a federal probe.
Embattled New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's accepted the resignation of his deputy mayor for public safety, Phil Banks, the latest senior official to leave as the mayor fends off an indictment and calls to step down. The resignation comes 1 month after federal agents seized devices from top officials, including Banks and his brother, school's chancellor David Banks, who also announced his resignation. Adams says Phil Banks told him Sunday he wants to transition to some other things and doesn't want this to be a constant burden on the work that we're doing in the city. Julie Walker, New York.
The mayor of a state capital in southern Mexico has been killed less than 1 week after he took office by drug cartels. Alejandro Arcas was the mayor of Chilpancinga, the capital of Guerrero State. More details at SRNnews.com.